It's a Jolene Roxbury holiday spectacle. I mean, special.
Yeah, now, oh, that river and through them woods, to FM talk we go. Jolene took us off the air, and that ain't fair. So now we bring it back to show. Yeah. That's right.
Excuse me. Nobody told me we were going to do it this way.
That's because we're not supposed to do it this way.
Now look, come on, man.
Earl, you're not supposed to be in this at all.
This is all Jim Weaver's fault.
Now wait just one doggone minute.
Well, it is your fault.
You were, me?
Yes, you.
I didn't have anything to do with it.
You were in control of all
this. Hey, that's not fair, man. But I couldn't do that. How come you can do that, huh?
Just calm down. All right, calm down.
I wish I had a dollar for every time I've heard you tell somebody to calm down. What should that tell you?
I think we've determined it's all Jim's fault.
Hello, feeling a little bit railroaded here.
Railroaded?
Get what?
Jim's being railroaded.
Oh, you're always the victim, aren't
me?
You?
Me?
Is that like a Texas thing?
Big ego on that one.
Let's just get through the holidays and we don't have to do another show for another 2 years.
Okay, later, dude.
The following broadcast is brought to you live and in color on...
She'll do the talking. All you got to do is be a good listener.
Popular radio entertainment for the masses.
Sweet Jesus, please let this work.
Stand by.
Yeah! It's time to have some fun. There's a good time on the way.
Merry Christmas!
Yes, it's time to laugh and sing. Time to brighten up y'all's day. We got Jolene up in the house and the Roxbury plea is on the way.
Jolene, it's Mama. Is somebody in there with you?
Yeah, it's time to have some fun. There's a good time on the way. Yeah, it's time to laugh and sing. Time to brighten up y'all day. We got Jolene up in the house and the Roxbury plea is on the way.
Hi, Jolene. It's Larry from Robert Moore and Company.
Well, hey, Larry. Come in. Come in. You know, it's been really heartwarming, the response we've received since we announced we were going to bring the show back for the holidays.
Well, you know, we're really tight with Santa.
I know you are. He was very convincing in getting us to put the show back on the air for the holidays.
Jolene, your show was the merriest time on radio. We really missed you.
Oh, we missed you too. So tell me how all this came about. You actually sought out Santa's help to bring the show back? Have you been working on this for a while? Did you call him? Did he call you? How did this go down?
He called a few months ago, and he said he really missed hearing your show on the weekends.
Aw.
That's when the elves do their best work, and your show always kept them in good spirits. After the show went away, he noticed production got a little slower, so he asked me if we could pull together and try to do something about it.
That's exactly what Sheriff Cochran and Sheriff Mack said. Are you telling me that Sheriff Mack and Sheriff Cochran and Santa are responsible for pulling together and bringing the show back?
Yeah, we're kind of like the super friends.
Sheriff Cochran, you are right.
Do you hear something on the roof?
Larry, look out!
Sheriff Huey Hoss Mack reporting for duty, Santa.
Sheriff Mack and I are here to make sure everything runs smoothly.
You are kind of like the Super Friends.
The Super Friends!
Oh, sorry. Here, I'll turn off the TV.
Looks like Sheriff Mack is already going through the costume trunk.
Do I get to choose the superhero that I want to be?
You sure can. Just make sure the costume fits. Earl kind of stretched a few of those out.
Not me. My girlfriend, Big Bertha.
I think I can handle this. I've always wanted to go to Christmas Town Studios.
Well, that's where we're going to be broadcasting from.
Where is Christmas Town Studio? Where is it?
It's a secret location.
Yeah, Larry said it's something like Santa's Panic Room or something like that.
Oh, yeah, I saw that movie. It was great.
Jolene, does this make me an honorary Roxbury player for the next 6 weeks?
Yes, sir, Sheriff Cochran.
Follow me to Robert Moore Christmas Town. Ho, ho, ho. This is Mobile County Sheriff Sam Cochran, and you're listening to a series of holiday episodes of the Jolene Roxbury Variety Hour on FM Talk 106.5.
You're only back on the air for the holidays, right?
That's right, Sheriff Mack.
That means y'all are all gone after New Year's, right?
Don't worry. Earl T. is not moving back to Baldwin County.
Wait a minute. How come I can't move back, huh?
Restraining order. Hello?
Oh, yeah.
He's in compliance. Don't worry.
I'm in compliance, but not in Baldwin County.
Here comes Santa Claus. Here comes Santa Claus right down Santa Claus Lane.
Ho, ho, ho.
Sounds great.
To Christmas Town we go.
Earl T., you're going to have to throw this stuff out.
Bummer.
And now, another song parody by the Roxbury Players, which means we didn't write the good part.
I've cooked and cleaned all Christmas Eve, but your lazy butt hasn't moved.
I'm watching a game here.
But I still have one dish to make.
Maybe something to eat for halftime, will you?
A special treat for you. X-Lax cookies, darling.
Well, it's about time you brought me some. Hey, these smell just like chocolate.
Oh, yummy.
That's true.
Mm.
I abused a roll of cookie dough.
Yeah, give me one, will you?
Here, sweetheart. Have two.
Oh, boy.
The holidays are stressful.
Mmm.
There's just so much to do.
Did you wake up?
But you watch TV and eat and sleep. I get no help from you. Around 6 p.m., when those puppies kick in, I'll smirk and turn away.
I don't feel so good.
I'll be on fire.
Oh boy.
You can ask, but I'll never say that I made you X-Lax cookies.
X-Lax cookies.
I'll make them New Year's too. I'll be number one on this Christmas Eve. Cause you'll be number two.
I gotta run to the library.
Yes, you'll be number two.
X-Lax cookies. My sincerest apologies. Who can do a Karen Carpenter impersonation, really, and do it well? Not this girl! But hey, some sacrifices have to be made for the sake of the silly, don't they? I'm Jolene Roxbury. Thanks for hanging out with us this weekend. We're going to be here for the next few weeks for our series of holiday specials. If you listened regularly to our show while we were on 9 years here in Mobile, yep, you'll remember hearing from this guy several times over and over. This is one of our classic calls from him during the holidays. We're going to hear from him next week, I believe. Mm-hmm. But we just had to work this one in because it's one of our favorite discussions with Billy Davis, talking about his mom and something she did with the turkey fryer.
Mm. Hi, Jolene. This is Billy Davis.
Hey, Billy.
How are you? Yeah, I was just wanting to call you and invite you to dinner this year.
Oh, y'all been doing a lot to get ready?
Well, we've been trying to get Mother into the swing of things this year and teach her how to use the turkey fryer.
Oh, you guys have had some issues with her and that turkey fryer.
She hates that turkey fryer, Jolene.
Well, I understand you guys didn't use the turkey fryer on Thanksgiving, so she should let you fry one up on Christmas.
Do you know, she fried one of my pillow pets last year.
She did what?
Yeah.
Did you say she fried your pillow pet?
She sure did. You've seen the pillow pets, haven't you, Jolene?
I have.
You know, the little fluffy pillows, they're all sorts of fun and familiar shapes.
Yeah.
Children just love them.
Mm-hmm.
I have several myself. Let's see, there's Pillow Pet Unicorn.
Now, that unicorn pillow pet is cute.
My favorite. That's the one she fried.
She fried your unicorn?
Just for spite.
Awful.
There's Mickey Mouse.
Love it.
Oh, there's the pink and purple cheetah. Very pretty.
Mm-hmm.
They even make, some of them got a nightlight in them. And slippers.
Uh-huh. Now, Billy, we don't have a lot of time.
Oh, I'm sorry, Billy. I just get to thinking about pillow pets, and I just drift off into my own world of snuggly warmth.
I understand.
All that acrylic fur stuck to the sides and whatever they stuff in those things.
Yeah, all that stuffing's not going to cook up really well. That can't be good for the pot.
The smell was like something I've never experienced. I don't know if you ever cooked a pillow pet.
I've never cooked a pillow pet.
It was just a god-awful smell, young lady.
It was.
Like a mixture of chemicals and childhood dreams.
And create a few nightmares, too, I would think.
It sent the neighbors to worrying, and they called the law to come check it out. It was awful.
Oh, man, the police showed up. Awesome.
Of course, we had to get another turkey cooker to mess that up.
Yeah, what a waste of money that was.
I told Mother this one's coming out of her check.
No doubt.
All right, well, give us a call, Jolene. We hope you can make it.
The Roxbury Players and I are home for the holidays, right here at FM Talk 106.5. A very big thank you and a big hug to Robert Moore and Company and Santa for bringing us back to celebrate with all of you. Stay tuned. We'll be right back.
Rudolph the Red-Nosed Roxbury means she's been into the punch. This is a series of Roxbury holiday entertainment special thing shows. Keep listening. Well, Rudolph will fly over your head and let one fly.
We take you now to Robert Moore Christmas Town and Village.
Ho, 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 ho. Hey, Santa, I do believe Robert Moore has more ornaments, decorations, and stuff to make home spectacular than you do.
Oh, speaking of spectacular, you need to take home some of Robert Moore's coffee.
Nothing like a hot cup of Joe to make your shopping more fun, yeah. Isn't that right, Mrs. Claus?
Oh, indeedy do. Anything you can imagine for the holidays is all there in one place.
Going to Robert Moore is a treat for the whole family. Yes, and reindeer.
You reindeer, get out of this house. Shoo, fly.
Vixen, watch out for the hanging lights. Ooh.
Oh, goody. This is a good excuse to go back to Robert Moore, as if I'd need one.
They're on Halls Mill Road in Mobile, which is a lot closer than the North Pole.
If you're smart, you'll go to Robert Moore Christmas Town and Village.
After all, wise men say, go get more at Robert Moore. Thank you very much.
This is Marty, the RV expert, wandering the huge lot at Carpenter's Campers. Trailers, fifth wheels, motorhomes, all with no hassle pricing. It's hard to walk 10 feet without running into a huge bargain. Ow! Oh, wow, look at this. A 2019 Dutchman Aspen Trails 26-foot trailer. The MSRP is $26,383. Forget that. No hassle pricing brings that down by $7,445 to just $18,888. Wow! No hassle pricing saves you a bundle at Carpenter's Campers in Pensacola.
Roxbury.
Welcome back to the show, everybody. I'm Jolene Roxbury. It is great to have you along with us this weekend. And you know, it doesn't have to just be the weekend, because our podcast is available at fmtalk1065.com.
We're on Spotify.
Home for the holidays. And we're doing a series of holiday special shows, as Earl T. calls them. And they are available at the FM Talk 106.5 website. Got that Podulercast thing going on, and you can listen to it any time. Otherwise, in addition also to, you can hear our show late nights, Saturdays at 11 p.m., or Bright and Bushy-Tailed, Sunday at 7 a.m., and again at 5 and 10 p.m. on Sunday. So really, there's no reason for you to miss the show. None whatsoever. And seated over to my left, actually on the other side of the glass, from the great state of Texas, Mr. Jim Weaver.
Hello, hello, hello. Yes, how are you?
I am doing well.
Always glad to be here.
So nice to hear that while we're on the air.
Thank you very much.
Now, all of those 10 years that we were on the air, we were in syndication. Granted, it was a small syndication, but a syndication nonetheless. And occasionally, we did run across someone in corporate radio who didn't make us want to pull our hair out. Not many, but some. And not only did they become really good friends, but we kept them close. Even after we weren't working together any longer, on a weekly basis, really. We'd visit each other, got to know each other's families. And some of the areas we did work in, like way up in, say, New York, they found South Alabama fascinating. So they still like to come down and visit. Of course, they think if you live in the state of Alabama, you live on a farm. They think everybody lives on a farm. Until, of course, they've been down here to visit and stuff. Then they get the idea. I think what might have confused a few of them is that my family does have a farm, but it's like an hour north of Mobile. So it took them a little while to get used to me saying at the farm, and I didn't mean at my house kind of thing. Y'all understand, but they didn't. And the reason I'm bringing this up is because Jim is giving me the high sign that one of my good buddies in New York is on the phone right now, Dan Kelly. Hello?
Hey, Jolene, it's Dan Kelly in New York.
Yeah, Dan, we know where you live. Go ahead. How you doing?
What are you guys doing on the air?
What do you mean? Robert Moore, Christmas Town, and Santa brought the show back for the holidays.
Brought you back?
Yeah.
Who brought you back?
I just said Robert Moore, Christmas Town. It's a place here in...
Really?
Yeah.
What's wrong with them?
What are you talking about? That's a terrible thing to say. What do you mean by that?
I mean, there's got to be something wrong with them if they're the anchor sponsor for this spectacle.
You see this, folks? This is what corporate radio can do to people. They chew you up, spit you out, and leave behind this grumpy shell of a person. You know, this is why I've always worked for myself. You need to pipe down, buddy.
Okay, I'll try not to be so negative.
You can't help your snarky self.
You know how I get this time of year.
It's all year long, Dan. So what's going on?
Look, I'm calling because I've decided to bring the family down, if the farmhouse is available.
Yes. Let me look. Look at the calendar. We have some dates open. I assume you're talking about this month. So, yeah. We've got some dates available.
You got Wi-Fi, right?
We do. I even have a satellite studio set up there.
And the bathroom is inside the house, right?
Are you totally serious right now?
Yes, I'm totally serious.
Well, I don't believe you are, because you know better than ask a dumb question like that.
Snakes. How about snakes?
What about snakes?
Are there snakes down there?
Well, yeah, but not like in the house.
Great.
Besides, there's no snake up there that would come within 50 feet of you, trust me.
Okay. So I'll get back to you with some of the dates we're looking at.
Okay.
You remember the snacks I like, right?
Every single one, my friend.
Hey, good to hear you on the radio.
Is it really, Dan?
No, not really. Love you.
Love you too, buddy.
The Jolene Roxbury Variety Hour.
And now here's a Roxbury Players holiday classic. Yeah, it's a classic. Yeah, listen up.
I saw cops arresting Santa Claus underneath the overpass last night. He was slurring when he talked. In fact, he couldn't even walk. They made him pour out all his reindeer juice and walk a line drawn out of chalk. Then I saw them searching his trunk for Santa Claus. They found packages of something snowy white. Oh, well, I guess it was a real big deal, 'cause I heard Santa let out a squeal when they arrested Santa Claus last night. Then a big black van, it came and picked up Santa Claus. They put him in the back with a bunch of other guys inside. You know, they must have been Santa's elves. Daddy said not to get too close, 'cause they smelled. Mom says they're all going away for a really long time. Possession with intent to sell. Then I saw all of them start wrestling Santa Claus. He said he wasn't going nowhere, and he put up a fight. He said Santa was all crazed. That's why he had to be clubbed and tased. When the cops arrested Santa Claus. Mommy, does this mean Christmas is canceled this year?
No, dear. It just means Uncle Fred won't be there for dinner this year or the next 5 to 10.
Somebody ought to teach that little humbug some Christmas spirit.
Hey, we've got plenty Christmas spirit around here. Right, Jim?
What?
Jim.
What?
We got Christmas spirit, don't we?
Oh, sure.
We got spirit everywhere.
You know what I dread, though? The day after Christmas. Not because I'm returning gifts, but so many other people are out there returning things.
Did you get what you really wanted for Christmas? Instead of playing with some really cool toy on Christmas Day, did you just stand out in the cold singing songs that make no sense? I mean, fa-hu-fores, da-hu-dores, what's that all about? Well, now you can get just what you wanted at the Grinch's wholesale out-of-the-sack sale. You'll find Gumblers and Hoosers and Bump Trumpers and PlayStations and Xboxes galore at super low discount prices. Just reach in and take what you want, plus decorations, trees, and cans of hoo-hash. The Grinch's wholesale out-of-the-sack sale at the top of Mount Crumpet all Christmas Day. Hurry, what doesn't get sold gets dumped. Take advantage of a heart three times too small. Hurry, everything is cash and carry.
Smokin'!
Not Jim Carrey. Where was I? Oh, yes. When it's pennies you want to pinch, come see the Grinch. I'm just what the doctor ordered.
I'm Jolene Roxbury. Thank you for hanging out with us this weekend. It is so great to be back with you guys for the holidays. We're having a great time. All the Roxbury Players are home for the holidays right here on FM Talk 106.5. In addition to our Sunday broadcasts at 7 a.m., 5 and 10 p.m., we also have a late, late feature Saturday nights at 11. And you can find our podcast on the FM Talk website. Search for us on Spotify. No reason to miss the show. Seems like the Roxbury Players are trickling in one at a time. Not everyone checks their email timely. Who could that be? Stay right where you are. We'll be back.
We take you now to a secret location at the North Pole.
Attention, elves!
I'm all ears, Santa.
Not Elvis, elves!
We're all pointy ears, Santa.
I love the decorations and ornaments you decorated the workshop with. Good work!
Oh, dear. Do you think we should tell him?
Now, we got all this stuff at Robert Moore Christmas Town and Village? Forget about it.
Yeah, Robert Moore makes it easy to make your home look spectacular, and we get the credit.
Hey, what are you elves talking about over there?
We're not talking about Robert Moore Christmas Town and Village. Oops, you knucklehead.
We're just remembering our wonderful time shopping at Robert Moore Christmas Town and Village.
Not that all of our decorations come from there, but a stocking in it.
Elvis, have you tried some of the coffee we got at Robert Moore?
Oh, yeah. One sip and I'm all shook up.
Oh, my. You can shake any time you want.
I'm short on ornaments in the shop. Where should I go to?
My Christmas Town and Village!
On Halls Mill Road in Mobile.
Where?
Just head south, Santa. Yeah, you can't miss it.
This is Marty, the RV expert, looking for a particular no-hassle pricing bargain. A little birdie told me about this one and...
Over here.
And there it is, a 2020 Coachman Chaparral Light 30-foot fifth wheel. MSRP puts it at $52,575, but no-hassle pricing drops that by a whopping $12,676 to only $39,900. Wowie! Follow your little birdie.
No-hassle pricing.
To Carpenter's Campers in Pensacola.
The holiday season is always a special time of the year, but it can also be a time when busy people become victims of crimes. Remember, when you are out shopping, you can never be too careful, too prepared, or too aware. To learn more about holiday safety tips, go to our website, mobileso.com. I am Sheriff Sam Cochran, and on behalf of the Mobile County Sheriff's Office, we wish you a safe and happy holiday season.
Roxbury Holiday Entertainment Special Thing Shows. Keep listening.
And now, from Robert Moore Christmas Town and Red Zone Weather Center, it's Santa's Workshop's only on-staff meteorologist, bringing you exclusive behind-the-scene reports on, well, Santa stuff. Oh, and weather. Meteorologist Sphinx Meganson.
Hey, Jolene. Sphinx Meganson back with you for another behind-the-scenes look at all the goings-on at the North Pole with Santa and his crew.
Yeah, and we're hoping to hear some weather reports about what's going on at the North Pole, that kind of thing.
Weather? Oh, yeah, we'll get to some weather eventually.
All right.
But right now, we are at the CCRC headquarters.
What's the CCRC?
Don't tell me you've never heard of the Christmas Cookie Recycling Center.
Oh, yeah. No,
It's a very special facility where all the cookies left out for Santa each year are brought together and recycled in one big heap.
Boy, you mean they redistribute them?
No, the cookies aren't reused, Jolene. That's just nasty. I mean, seriously, would you eat a cookie that had been in a bag with half-eaten candy corn, athlete's hoof cream, and Lord knows what else?
Never heard of athlete's hoof. But yeah, I guess it would be pretty gross in that bag.
Santa goes through 28 cans of Gold Bond spray on Christmas Eve, so some of that is bound to end up on whatever's in that bag.
Okay, so I'm staying away from the cookies. The reindeer gather up all these cookies?
Oh yes, all the reindeer are responsible, except for Vixen, because, well, frankly, no one knows where his hooves have been. Let's just leave it at that.
I feel a big fat gross out coming if you don't. So, we got this big heap of cookies left over from Christmas Eve. What happens?
The cookies are all crushed and made into drywall for the construction of gingerbread houses the following year. These houses are used in thousands of Santa's villages at shopping malls around the nation.
You know what? I think that's one of the best examples of repurposing I have ever heard. How about some weather?
Oh, right. The super extended forecast. It's looking like clear skies are likely for December 24th. We can make predictions that early because of our exclusive technology stuff.
Writing this down. Technology stuff.
In fact, I'm in a meeting with Sheriff Cochran and Sheriff Mack right now so they can keep their communities in the know on Christmas Eve.
Sheriff Cochran, can you hear me?
What's up?
What you think of all the new Santa technology tracking stuff?
No wonder he makes it around the world in one night.
For your real weather forecast right here on the Gulf Coast, don't forget to download the free Red Zone Weather app available in your app store. From the Red Zone Weather Studio, I'm meteorologist Sphinx Meganson.
I'd like to hear more about this weather.
I'd love to talk with you about it, Jolene, but it's probably way too complicated for you.
Huh.
Stay tuned for more from meteorologist Sphinx Meganson, Red Zone Weather, and other commentary.
You're listening to a Roxbury series of holiday entertainment. No, seriously, this is it. These are our holiday shows.
What is it, Jim? Okay. Mom's on the phone.
Hi, baby, it's Mama.
Hey, Mom, what you up to today?
Well, your dad and I have been up in the attic all afternoon trying to find our old silver Christmas tree. Remember the one with the silver branches you stick into the pole?
I do.
Then you put that light on it, a light with the four colors that rotates around and around.
Vintage 1970-something.
Yeah, that one.
So you don't have all your decorations done? You started in October.
Well, I've gotten behind schedule.
I know that silver tree is always the first thing you put up.
And we're also looking for those three metal reindeer. You know, the ones with all the rusty bullet holes in them?
Oh, those. The reindeer with the sharp edges. I used to cut my finger every time I got those out of the attic.
Yeah. Those are the ones your dad used to put out on the roof. His friend Jack would always come over and drink too much eggnog and start shooting at them.
And the cops would always show up. Yeah, I remember.
The poor dear.
Yeah, they didn't look very Christmassy with all those bullet holes in them.
Poor old Jack.
I remember he'd shoot at them and then he'd get upset and cry.
We'd always tell him they weren't real deer. But when he started tipping the Christmas sauce, there was just no reasoning with him.
Good times.
Anyway, I can't find them, and I need them to balance out the aluminum livestock in the nativity scene.
Never mind. What can I do to help?
I need you to go up in the attic.
You just said Daddy went up there looking around.
Yeah, he looked around in ours, but now you need to look in your attic.
My attic?
I'm pretty sure I gave them to you.
You didn't.
Will you go up there?
I have hauled everything out of the attic and back into it twice. I know every decoration in every box that's up there. I do not have the metal reindeer.
Just look, will ya?
If it will make you feel better, I will look.
Well, can you go now while I'm on the phone?
No, I'm doing a show. I'm not going to...
You can put the phone down for a minute, can't you?
I'm not going to walk away from my
desk. Just go look, will ya?
Mom.
I can talk to Jimmy.
No, I'm going to do it when I get off the air.
Oh, all right. Well, I guess I've waited this long. I can wait a little bit longer.
I'll look for them, but I assure you they're not there.
All right.
Okay.
I'll see you when you're finished with your little show.
I'll call you when I get done, okay?
See you soon. Love you, baby.
Love you, too.
And now, a holiday parody song from the Roxbury Players.
Hey there, Bunny.
Hi, Dino.
What do you say we sing a little Christmas song for everybody?
Oh, that'd be far out, Dino.
Swing it.
Let's go.
Here comes Santa Claus. Here comes Santa Claus right down Santa Claus Lane. Nixon is blitzed and all his reindeer are pulling on the reins. Bells are ringing, chickens singing, all is merry and bright.
Christmas chickens.
Hang your stockings and say your prayers, cause Santa Claus comes tonight.
Here comes Santa Claus, here comes Santa Claus, making the scene on Santa Claus Lane. He's got a bag of groovy tricks to drive the girls and boys insane.
Hear those sleigh bells mingle mangle, what a beautiful sight. Lock your doors and bar your windows, cause Santa Claus comes tonight. Last year he got my liquor cabinet.
Couldn't make any martinis.
Oh yeah, Santa Claus comes tonight. Oh, that was beautiful, Bunny.
Well, Dino, you're the tops.
Come that old scenic.
Hey, Junia.
Hey, Reg. The mics are open, so watch yourself. And it's Jolene.
Yeah. I know your name.
I know you do. That's why it's so annoying.
All right, look here.
What?
Hey, how many years we've been working together?
I know how many years I've been working.
Come on now.
Okay, 12-ish.
All right, then.
A long time.
All right, then.
Okay.
That's what I'm saying. Just let it be.
I do.
All right.
Okay.
Now, look, I know you ain't been in the decoration closet.
Decorations, right.
You know,
right.
For Christmas stuff, like since last year.
Right.
But I'm trying to find all them, you know, let that hang on the tree, you know, the almond,
the Christmas balls.
You know what I'm saying? That hang on the tree.
Yes.
All right. All right. Remember you hid a bunch of them?
I hid all of them. I sure did.
Because they was like special, you know, like old-typey, like old-timey glass. The ones, you know, the ones you was afraid, you know, Earl was going to break.
He would break them. My vintage Christmas ornaments, yes.
Right. Damn. Yeah, that's it.
Okay.
All right. Look, I promise you, I ain't going to let him touch none. Oh, not near you when.
You're not touching him either.
All right?
No.
So I'd like to go ahead with your permission. I'd like to get them out.
No, because...
Look, you got to get these Christmas-type things out the closet, you know, because we got to get the trees up. You know what I'm saying? Like...
Not this week. I'm not doing it this week. I'm busy.
But we got to get, you know, the Santa show on the road, man. Come on now. People moving fast nowadays. You know
yeah.
what I'm saying? Things get to going, right?
And I'm going to get going, too, but I'm not going to do it today. You're pushing me.
All right, look.
Y'all are starting to push me, all of you, and get me really stressed
calm
out.
Calm down, Jonella. All right, calm down.
I am calm.
Wait a minute. All right, hold on.
What?
Wait a minute.
What?
Hold on. Yeah, hold up. Let's see.
What are you doing? What are you doing?
Hold on. Let me get this.
Reggie.
Oh, man, you got the door locked.
Of course the door is locked. Do you blame me?
No, don't worry about it. Hold up.
I'll unlock it.
I still got all my keys and everything.
Oh, you don't have a... No.
Don't worry about it.
You don't have a key to that door.
That ain't it.
Reggie.
I'm going to try to... Okay, that... Oh, no, that... That's not the... All right. Hold on. That's,
you don't have a key.
Oh, no, that's my... That. Okay, yeah, that's my lockbox key.
You don't have a key to that door.
Here you go. Yeah, this the one right here that got that little unicorn.
Where
on
did
it.
You get my unicorn key?
All right, hold it.
Reggie.
The Sheriff Cochran, how you doing?
Reggie.
Sir.
Is that your car outside?
Mm-hmm.
Oh, yes, sir.
You parked in the fire lane again, didn't you?
Yes, sir, Sheriff.
What
yeah, I was just coming to move. I'm away right now.
What are you doing?
Gonna come move it.
Keep it up.
I promise he will not park there again.
Hey, look, Janelle,
uh-huh.
I got to go.
Why?
I'll fix everything. I'm in my car, double parked.
In the emergency lane?
I knew it. Sheriff Cochran said I need to move it.
I'm sure.
I'm finna go move it real quick.
Okay.
But you're going to love what I'm finna do up in here, man. It's going to look nice.
Okay.
Very Christmassy and perfect for the holidays.
I know you're going to break my ornaments.
Don't you worry, baby. Reggie got this. I got you, Janelle.
No.
You know that.
No, I don't know that.
Goodbye.
This is exactly what I thought it would be. Okay. Four more shows. I'm Jolene Roxbury, and you're listening to a series of holiday specials. It's the Roxbury Players, home for the holidays, and we're glad to have you along. Stay right there. We'll be back.
Attention, elves. It's time to sing our holiday song.
Robert Moore, Christmas Town and Village. Shopping there without a care is definitely a privilege. Ornaments and decorations, they've got all you need. There's no place better than Robert Moore, this you must concede.
Say, Mrs. Claus, why don't you have Elvis sing this?
Elvis isn't here, I'm afraid.
He was here earlier.
The writer of those scripts made a mistake. The words Elvis and elves are almost spelled the same. The difference is E and I.
E-I?
E-I.
Oh.
These decorations and ornaments you got at Robert Moore Christmas Town are colorful and beautiful. So who's up for some coffee? Delicious strudel delight.
Is that the coffee you can get at Robert Moore Christmas Town and Village?
And so many other flavors.
Oh, Robert Moore, all Christmassy you'll feel. You'll find him on Halls Mill Road, right there in Mobile.
It was a bad Elvis imitation anyway.
Hey, I heard that.
This year, there's an important lesson that can be learned in every high school across our county, but it won't be found in any classroom textbook. The lesson? Seatbelts save lives. Each year, thousands of teens are injured or killed in car crashes. In fact, it is the number one cause of death among 16 to 20-year-olds. Buckling your seatbelt reduces crash-related injuries and deaths by 50%. I'm Sheriff Sam Cochran, and seatbelts save lives.
This is Marty, the RV expert. Don't get caught in the MSRP trap. Ow! At Carpenter's Campers, you always get no-hassle pricing that's way below MSRP. Want a for instance? Okay, for instance, this 2020 Coachman Pursuit Motorhome, 27 feet of pure comfort, MSRP $107,858. That sounds good. Ow! But at Carpenter's, it's only $72,900. You save almost $35,000.
Wow!
Avoid the trap.
Ha!
Missed me! At Carpenter's Campers in Pensacola!
Rocks me!
It's a holly jolling Christmas. Do-do-do-do-do-do-do. You're listening to a Roxbury series of holiday entertainment. First class, dude. At least while I'm here.
This is Father Jamie McElroy of St. Luke's Episcopal Church in Mobile, and these are thoughts of our hearts. This is the season of Advent. A time of almost, but not yet. During this time, the world gets colder and darker, and we look forward. We look forward to the coming of God in Christ all the more fully into our lives. And to welcome God more fully into our lives, we sometimes need to stop, just stop what we're doing and pray. Don't just do something, sit there. I first began attending church when I was 27, and I got baptized about a year later. That was over 18 years ago, and back then everything about Christianity and the church was new to me, including, or perhaps especially, prayer, the ultimate act of stopping and welcoming God into our lives. I first learned how to pray when I went on a retreat to a monastery. It was a silent retreat over a weekend. The only speaking I heard and the only times I spoke came during the daily prayer services in the monastery's chapel, even when everyone took their meals together in the monastery's dining hall. Silence. It didn't take me long to ask myself, what the heck am I doing here? But I stuck with it. I spent time sitting quietly on the benches in the garden. I read in my room. At one point, I remember discovering a small underground chapel lit only by candles. In the stillness of that chapel, it occurred to me to sit, so I sat. It occurred to me to kneel, so I knelt. As I sat there in that monastery, I began to feel God's presence in the flowers and the gardens, in the wind blowing through the trees, in the stones so carefully placed together to make the walls and the arched ceilings, in the people, kneeling with me in the chapel and eating with me in the dining hall. And the more I welcomed God into my heart, the more I began to feel God holding me, together with everything and everyone around me. I'm so grateful for that experience in that monastery all those years ago. Whenever I feel overwhelmed or doubtful in my day-to-day life and worry myself sick over something that's better left in God's hands, I recall that first time I welcomed God into my life. And I stop what I'm doing and I pray. Don't just do something. Sit there. This is Father Jamie McElroy, St. Luke's Episcopal Church in Mobile, and these are thoughts of our hearts. May God bless you during this Advent season.
Roxbury.
Looks like Adeline is holding. Jim, go ahead and put her through.
Hi, Jolene, it's Adeline.
Hey.
I gotta tell you, I am loving those Advent segments.
Us too, thank you.
Because if a group of people ever needed a little bit of Jesus, it is y'all.
Where are you?
We are in Jacksonville, Florida.
Jacksonville?
Right, and girl, we are loving our new Flagstaff Ultralight from Carpenter's Campers in Pensacola. They are not only the oldest dealership, they have been in business for like 85 years.
No, they haven't.
Whatever, it's been a lot of years. You know, they have parts we didn't even know went inside our camper.
Good thing Carpenter's knows about those parts.
We had to get rid of our old Airstream. Well, we didn't get rid of it. We turned it into an Airstream B&B.
You know what a big fan I am of the repurposing. So that was a clever idea. Tell us how you did that.
We just hooked it up on our lot we've got up at Lake Martin. Turned out real nice.
The Airstream B&B. I like that idea. Any other amenities up there?
We took our old pontoon boat out of the water and attached that, painted it with some red mahogany, and it looks just like a deck. It turned out real nice.
Bet the neighbors love that. So you're in Jacksonville.
We came down to visit real quick and scope out the area because we are going to be going to Hemming Park for their annual celebration of Hanukkah and its related traditions.
So you'll be learning some good stuff.
Oh yeah, they're going to have dreidel games, a menorah lighting, and we don't know anything about that stuff, so we want to get some educational experience.
Great place for it.
Right, and they're going to have some live music, arts and crafts, and you know, Jeb joined a Southern storytelling group a couple of years ago.
Really?
Yeah, I had no idea that was a thing. So he's going to go to the, the Hanukkah Board of Directors or something. See if they're going to let him tell
some of his
stories, right. But most of his revolve around duct tape and DNA testing. But as long as there ain't no kids around, we usually don't get into no trouble.
That's good.
I want you to ask them at that station if they will play something off the Neil Diamond Christmas album.
You know Neil Diamond is Jewish.
Even better. Did I tell you the name of this festival is the Hemming Park Totally Lit Hanukkah Party?
Y'all will fit right in.
Yeah, like we would have missed that. Talk to you later, darling. Bye.
I'm Jolene Roxbury. Thanks for coming along with us this weekend. We really appreciate it. You're listening to our series of special holiday shows. Yeah, the Roxbury Players and I are home for the holidays right here on FM Talk 106.5. I mentioned a little bit ago that the Roxbury Players have been trickling in for the last couple of weeks. They don't always check their email. I mean, some of them do, but not all of them. Some of them kind of lag behind.
Jolene.
Yes, ma'am.
This is Gail.
Hey there, Gail Goodbody, everyone.
What are y'all doing?
We've started our holiday shows on FM Talk. Gail? Hello?
I thought we was off the air.
We have been for a long time, but Robert Moore Christmas Town and Santa brought us back for a special holiday engagement.
So you're gonna do the show and not tell me?
No, I sent you an email with everybody else like a couple of months ago when we were planning all this.
I had to find out from Earl.
Well, I'm sorry about that, and I'm also stunned at the same time that Earl even remembered we were working.
Do you know he's been here 2 weeks?
There's evidence he's been here 2 weeks, yes.
He got this place all funky.
Yeah, his area really smells. I'm sorry.
Do I get my office back?
Yeah, everything's the same. We've only got 4 more shows.
Okay, good. I'm going to need next week off.
But we've only got 4 weeks, though.
And maybe the week after that.
I hear you laughing. You guys are just trying to mess with me.
I could be here for Christmas.
You better be.
You gonna have that big bag of beef jerky like you did last year?
From Lad and Dad's, you bet I am. And hey, listen, I do want you to come in. You're getting paid, you know.
Jim, we've already cut me a check.
He did he?
All right, then. We'll talk to you next week.
Love you. Bye, Gail. That's going to do it for us this week. I'm Jolene Roxbury, and the Roxbury Players are home for the holidays on FM Talk 106.5. Be sure to visit the station's website at fmtalk1065.com and also search for our podcast on Spotify. Listen for us again Saturday nights at 11 p.m., Sunday mornings at 7, and again at 5 and 10 p.m. Keep it right here on FM Talk 106.5. See you soon.
The Jolene Roxbury Variety Hour contains copyrighted material and cannot be duplicated or rebroadcast in whole or in part without the express written consent of McAdoo Productions. Join us next time on the Jolene Roxbury Variety Hour.